Good evening, Audio Boo. Did we do a boo this morning?
Yeah, you guys did.
All right.
Yeah, you talked about the animals.
Oh, that's right, the guide animals, right. So we did establish that guide gators would probably not be a very good idea. They're too independent.
Well, and we might eat someone randomly.
Yes, you might. So tonight's topic is, well, it said pole vaulting.
Yes, but I would like to widen the topic to track and field.
Okay, you can do that. So tell us your thoughts on track and field.
Okay, so I guess that some of these things humans have done for a long time, like in the Greek Olympics a long time ago.
Yeah, 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, they did those, yes, 15 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say, man thing. They had javelins, and they did the marathon. That just seems crazy to me. Wow, that's a long way to run. Uh-huh. I can barely run from the house to the shed.
Right.
I don't run very well. I kind of scuttle, actually. I would not be good in a marathon. I don't think. I don't know. So the pole vault one, that one is kind of weird. Why do they do that?
Well, it's because, so a lot of the things in track and field are based on old style battle, okay? And so they use the pole vault to get over like a castle wall.
No, they didn't.
No, really? Would I lie to you?
Yes.
Well, all right, I would. But if you think about it, that would be a good way to jump over a wall. Don't you think?
Unless the wall had glass shards on the top of it or something. That could be quite dangerous.
All right, anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, so it seems quite risky to me to take a springy pole and then run and then, like, jump over a bar thing. Especially if you're a boy, I would think that you would feel a little disconcerted by the possible consequences of encountering the bar in the wrong way, shall we say.
All right. You're probably right.
Playing fetch with the dog.
How's that going?
As we do this, so I apologize. So, and then they also have like long jump and high jump. Okay, I get that. You are having like a contest to see who is more like a bunny rabbit. Okay.
Please carry on.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So the humans want to imitate bunny rabbits. Okay, that's cool. And then, the discus, like, that's kind of like a giant frisbee thing.
Except it's a lot heavier.
Yeah, and then they got the big shot put thing. Oh, yeah, and they also throw hammers. I saw that on a little thing. And they throw them, and I'm like, this is not good. What if one of the races was happening and the hammer man went crazy? And then, that could be disastrous.
It could be disastrous. You're right.
Or the javelin. You know, what if, like, the man from, I don't know, like some random country.
The shot put or something.
Was throwing his javelin. And he did it like a runner from another country. Then, yeah, and he could impale him. Oh, gosh, I didn't know it was going to go that way.
Terribly sorry. Oh, bad. My bad.
What a horrible accident.
I think they probably take that in consideration when they're scheduling events.
So then I read about this thing. They have the decathlon where the dudes, and The ladies do the heptathlon. But they only have seven thingies. They do 10 different things, and they have to, like, run and throw the javelin, and they run different races, and they do the jumping. Wow. Right. They must be very tired when they're done.
I'm sure they are.
And I think it takes, like, 2 days to do it.
Right. 5 events a day.
And they have to, like, run a mile or something like that at the end.
Yeah.
Wow. That's mean. Like okay. I said, I'm not a good runner.
No.
I can slither pretty good.
The 20-foot scuttle is probably your Olympic event.
Yeah, I get a medal in scuttling.
The Gator Olympics. We'll come up with our own events for that.
Yeah, the tail wrestling. And,
right.
All
right, so what about, now what about, so there's running, but then there's high hurdles.
Yeah, that could also be dangerous. I saw those races, and a lot of times it seems like their feet hit them, the hurdle things.
I think they would hurt.
I would too. Ow. Yeah. I would be an even worse hurdler than I would be a runner.
Right. Yeah, hurdling for a gator would be right out.
Yeah. I could crawl over a log.
Well, you would probably crawl under the hurdles.
Definitely.
Right. You would ignore the hurdles and just go right past them.
Or they have the steeplechase, but there's no steeples. They just jump over stuff.
Right.
Water.
Sand. I don't know.
Why? I don't know why it's called a steeplechase.
Well, because they're, because again, you know, they're in battle. And so they're jumping over hazards. Anyway.
So, but track and field looks pretty cool, though.
Right. A good spectator sport for gators. You could sit there lounging in the sun for all day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good summer sport.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you like track and field?
I liked it, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But I would not be a good track and field athlete.
Participant, you're right.
No.
Right. Okay.
They could use me for, like, I could measure things, like how far the discus went or
right.
something.
17 gator lengths.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, any final comments about track and field?
No, but please tune in tomorrow because we are going to discuss baseball.
Ah, yes. Okay. We're going to talk about baseball. All right. Okay. I guess it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Go.
This has been your roving reporter, Ophelia Gator, discussing the world of track and field.